This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Stone County Circuit Court has been busy this week handling several felony cases in the court of Judge John Dan Kemp. In one case, Larry D. Fletcher Jr. was charged with felony possession of meth and possessing drug paraphernalia to use the meth. Prosecutors are asking Fletcher to be charged under the Habitual Offender Act since he's been convicted of four or more past felonies. And 32-year-old Angela R. Stevens was also charged with felony possession of meth, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. Her bond was set at $2,000. A Sulphur Rock woman was charged in Independence County with four misdemeanor violations after she repeatedly called and harassed police dispatchers while they were trying to do their jobs. Deputy Billy Kroom said he was sent to the woman's address and upon arrival met 51-year-old Brenda D. Baxter, who had, quote, slurred speech and smelled heavily of alcoholic beverages, unquote. Kroom said when he advised Baxter she was under arrest, she ran into her bedroom, grabbed a prescription bottle of oxycodone pills, and put them all, over 40 tablets, into her mouth. Kroom said he tried to stop her from swallowing the pills, but she struggled and resisted and said she wanted to die. Kroom said Vitalink ambulance then arrived and transported Baxter to the medical center where her stomach was pumped, removing the narcotic from her system. Kroom said he cited Baxter with harassment, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and attempted suicide. And almost 40 horses have been euthanized at a Johnson County ranch near Clarksville due to an outbreak of equine anemia. State veterinarian Pat Badley said there's no indication the outbreak spread beyond the ranch. Six horses were found to have had the disease earlier this year in Van Buren and St. Francis counties. And the dates have been set in the entertainment contracted for one of Newport's biggest annual events, Depot Days. It is set for Saturday, September 24th on Front Street. It'll be the 14th annual Depot Days event. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.